Elliot Shore Parks all over covering not just the Eagles, but the 76ers for us as well. Elliot brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up, buddy? How you doing? You feeling good after, you know, you said last week they weren't going to sign anybody, that there was no shot they were going to get anyone. No one wants to play with Joel. Honestly, I don't even want an apology to me because obviously I won the debate and I had a lot of fun. I want you to apologize to the Sixers and Josh Harris for not believing them, because exactly what I said was going to happen has happened this morning.
Take caution in your tone.
Settle down there. All right. Settle down.
Hold on. Can I? You know,
what?
I would just like to apologize. I didn't play Elliot's music to start the show.
Oh, for the love of God.
My bad, Elliot. I forgot. I'm sorry. You deserve it.
I give you credit for still having me on. It's good to see you reach across the aisle to someone you lost. I look forward to this discussion.
Well, this is like when Reagan and Tip O'Neill would break bread together and figure out how to come to terms, even though they were on opposite sides. You know, like, you and I can still be buds, Elliot.
But at least we still know that the Philadelphia people are on my side, which is good.
Well, listen, I will give you credit for this. Most people thought you won the debate, and...
Most, all.
Okay, all right. And you clearly, in hindsight, were right that the 76ers would do enough to make most of us feel a lot different after free agency is over. I mean, it's not even over, but the main thing is over. And you nailed that. All right, so Elliot, how good are they? I mean, amongst other things today, we're talking about, are the Sixers truly, I mean, I know last week you were saying yes. I guess you're even bolstered now. How real are their chances, Elliot, against the Boston Celtics?
They're extremely real. You know, I think on a larger NBA scale, they're without question a top five team in the league. And when you're a top five team in the league, you obviously have a real chance. And when you look at the Eastern Conference, I think they're probably considerably better than the Knicks. The Bucks are interesting, obviously, like with Giannis and Dame, who knows, but they're a team that look to me like they're falling apart as opposed to coming together. And so it leaves the Celtics, and the Celtics are a great team. They are a better team than the Sixers right now. The Celtics are also a team that have to carry the burden of repeating a championship, and that's something the Sixers won't have to deal with. When the two teams were matched up 2 years ago in the playoffs, it was an extremely close series, right? They almost won the series in game six. So, you know, the Celtics are better, but the Sixers are right there with them after this move. I think they're without question an extremely legitimate championship contender.
Elliot, how much dog does Paul George have in him? Does he have the toughness that Joel Embiid was asking for when he asked the team to go out and get a guy like PJ Tucker in Philadelphia?
Yeah, so one thing I've heard on the station that I think is unfair to Paul George is saying that he might be a loser, or that he's not a winner. Like, he is much, much closer to a winner than he is a loser. I mean, he's carried three different teams to the conference championship. We've seen in Philadelphia how hard that is to do, right? Always, you know, losing in the second round. And he's been one of the best players in the league. If you look at his playoff stats compared to Jimmy Butler's, they're exactly the same, basically. Points, rebounds, shooting. I mean, Jimmy Butler has obviously gone further than Paul George has, but Paul George has come up big in plenty of playoff games. And so if you move into next season, really what it's going to come down to is, in the final 5 minutes of game 6 and 7 in the second round, is he going to be there? And I think he's shown that he has done that before.
So, Elliot, who has a better chance to win a championship in their next season, the Sixers or the Eagles?
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier today. It's a great question. I would say the Eagles, just because it's so hard to win an NBA championship. To win an NBA championship, you have to win, obviously, 4 best-of-7 rounds. It's just tougher to get through with the longer playoff stretch. But I think they're basically even in terms of how good the teams are. I mean, both go into the season with one of the best rosters in their respective sports. They're both filled with guys that have been there and done it before. Neither has won championships, but they've all won playoff games and, you know, been deep in the playoffs. So they're close, but I would probably say the Eagles have a better chance just because of all the sports, I think winning the NBA championship is the hardest.
Elliot, let's talk about this Eagles team. You know, we played some audio about 25 minutes ago of Jaws with some questions about the Eagles' D. He's a big believer in Vic Fangio, but thinks they still probably have a long way to go. How would you finish the sentence of the Eagles' defense is blank this year? What are they?
Is top 10.
I would really?
Say I think they're going to be a top 10 defense.
Now, how do you figure that?
Well, because they were close to a top 10 defense most of last year before it fell apart. And obviously it fell apart in epic fashion. But the first, you know, 10 games of the season, or, you know, a little less than that probably, they were really good. Like,
this
they,
is a
they
top 10 scoring game. Defense?
They were around there. I think they were 12th or 13th, you know, for most of it, until it fell apart, obviously, with the Dallas, San Francisco, Buffalo. Like, it fell apart for sure. But for the first part of that season, they were really good. They won them a game in Kansas City. They were good against the Dolphins. They were good against the Cowboys. They were pretty good against the Patriots, obviously scoring a touchdown and holding them at the end. So I think this idea that the Eagles' defense is starting from ground zero is probably not completely true. I think there is a lot of talent on there. I've been very impressed by what I saw in the offseason from the secondary. I think the secondary is going to be much improved. And I think even just getting a competent level coordinator in Fangio is really going to help. So I think this team is probably going to be a top 10 defense. And I, again, wow, think they're much, much closer to the top than they are at the bottom.
Elliot, you know, since the OTAs and since the mini camps, I'm sure things have sort of settled down and the team has a better idea of where guys are going to be defensively. Does that feel like it is, like, sort of coalesced? Like the DBs, the cornerbacks, we got a lot of them. Does this team know who they want to go with as their starting cornerbacks on the outside and the nickelback?
I think if they were getting on a flight to Brazil tomorrow, they would know who the starters are going to be. It's going to be Darius Slay on one side, Kiwi Ringo on the other. I think Avante Maddox would be a nickel, and then obviously the safeties are going to be Reed and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. But there's a long time before then, and I do think they're very open to change. I could see Cooper DeJean winning that nickel spot from Avante Maddox. I think Isaiah Rogers is going to push Kiwi Ringo. The tough one's Quinyon
Keely
Mitchell.
Ringo.
That's an incredible amount of
right
faith
now.
In Kiwi Ringo.
He's starting for you?
And Elliot, that's based on a couple weeks of OTAs that he looked that good? He jumped everybody?
Well, so I think it's not just that. One, they did spend somewhat significant draft capital to get him. I mean, they traded up, if I remember correctly, it was the top of the fourth round to get him. They moved up using capital to do that. He played a lot of snaps for him last year. He was a guy that at Georgia was once viewed as potentially a top of the first half of the first round. So he has a ton of pedigree there. But really, if you look at it, I mean, it's him, it's Isaiah Rogers, there's Quinyon Mitchell, who's a first round pick but is a rookie. So it's not like, you know, they're starting over Darius Slay. I mean, I think he has the pedigree for the job, but also everyone that he's up against, you know, is similar.
Hmm. Elliot, when does this James Bradbury charade end? Like, when does he get cut or traded? I mean, we're in July now. He's still here. Like, when is there a chance they actually keep him, carry him, and deactivate him every game for the purpose of salary cap management?
I don't think so. No. At this point, the cutting him is minimal impact on the salary cap. If they would have done it at the end of last season or the beginning of free agency, they would have lost a ton of cap space. At this point, they have a ton of cap space. I believe it's 20 or 25 million they have right now. Cutting Bradbury would be a minimal loss. So I don't think the contract is saving him at this point. At this point, I think he'll probably be on the roster until a team offers them something. If someone, you know, suffers an injury in training camp or figures out their corners aren't as good as they thought, maybe you get a six-round pick that has a condition to turn into a fifth or something like that. They have a 90-man roster. There's no real rush to move on from him. So I don't think he'll be on the final roster, but I think they'll probably wait to see if they can get something.
Elliot, this is sort of a minutia-type question here, but we know Cam Jurgens, he's our center now. Someone needs to be making the calls, you know, declaring the mic out there for protection purposes with the West Coast offense. Offenses usually have either the quarterback or the center making these calls. Do we know after the OTAs and the mini camps whether it's Cam Jurgens or Jalen Hurts who is declaring the mic for protection purposes for our offense?
Yeah. I don't have a definitive answer for you on that. I think that's something they're still figuring out with Kellen Moore coming in. Mm-hmm. I think they want to go through training camp, see, you know, who they want to do it. But also it will be a little bit of everybody. I mean, Jalen had responsibility in that last year. Kelsey helped with it last year. There's audibling. You mentioned the protection pickup as mm-hmm. the center. Jurgens will obviously be extremely involved in, you know, making sure they shift to the right side and all those things. So I think it's going to be something they figure out, but ultimately it'll be something they're both involved in.
Elliot, final thing here. Help us out. Help me out. What's the date we need to know for training camp? Is it like the 22nd, 23rd? I know it's coming up. When is it?
Yeah, so I believe that the 23rd is a Monday. So I believe they report on the 23rd, and I think their first practice will be on the
23rd. Well, 23rd, that's exactly 3 weeks.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, man. I'm super excited. I think it's a, I mean, I've said it again, it's the best time of the year. And I think especially with this team, all the talent, the battles. I mean, this is probably the roster with the most training camp battles I can think of that doesn't involve a quarterback. So it's going to be an amazing training camp.
All right. I look forward to it. Elliot, good work, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, pal.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Elliot Shore Park.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.